The Night Cannot Blind Me, written by Aminias, read by Mistborn Hero. A scum-villain self-saving system of Podfic, featuring the relationship Luo Bingke, Shen Yuan, and rated for mature audiences. It is tagged for dark, but oddly sweet, tentacles. Luo Bingke is a mess. Possessive behavior, eldritch monster, canon typical violence, the dubious nature of demon blood, point of view Shen Yuan, hurt comfort, twisted and fluffy feelings, kissing, horror, the romantic kind, manipulative Luo Bingke. It's been 3 years. Bingke has come back. The corners of Shen Yuan's eyes feel damp. There's a low humming in the air. His cheeks are wet. It is odd. He is not a crier, but he is shivering in his robes, sobbing silently. Tears falling again and again. He's not sure why. Bingke is here. There is no reason to be upset. His disciple hums. The sound is so beautiful. Shen Yuan aches to hear it. The sound climbs inside his mind and presses against his skull. Shisun, Shisun, Bingke trills, rocking him gently. His hair looks soft. His young face is bright and hopeful, just as it was before the conference. Shen Yuan blinks again, eyes throbbing. The red mark is back. It hurts. Shen Yuan whines. Bingke's grip tightens. His old bones creak. Shisun, won't you look at me? Oh no. He can't leave that expression on Bingke's face. It is too tragic. He wets his lips and smiles. If he keeps breathing deep through his nose, if he doesn't show the hurt, his disciple has always been so sensitive. Unable to keep his eyes open, Shen Yuan stares into nothing. He wants to look at his disciple. His head hurts. Maybe it's okay to let Bingke hold him. This master had earned it after raising him so well. Bingke, this master is tired. Sleep. Shisun needs his rest. Bingke's arms close around him, enveloping Shen Yuan's body. Three years have passed. The roofs of the buildings are stained red against the darkening sky. Below, the streets are bleach white and empty. Shen Yuan turns his face from the view of the town. What has happened to the plot? This should be... Tile crumbles away beneath his feet and all thoughts of what it should be flee. What? Shen Yuan pulls out his fan. System.
Advising user to run.
He barely manages to get his feet under him. Shen Yuan stumbles back at a burst of chi. Writhing shadows wrapped around his arms, sending him toppling to the ground. There is no time to counter, no time to do more than inhale dark ichor and clamber to his feet, to face gleaming red eyes. He is going to die, system, he thinks frantically.
Error. Error.
Bingke is here, burning. Shen Yuan's mind is on fire and the flames are in his eyes. His blood is boiling under his skin, bubbling up. He can see it. The feeling is there. It has to be. Every time he blinks, the scene changes, fracturing and reforming. He whimpers, clawing at his face. Bingke grabs his wrist, squeezing tight. His demon mark is gone. Shen Yuan's fan snaps and breaks. Binka kisses him, drawing blood. It is wrong, so wrong. His shape isn't right. He is the height of a man grown, then a teen, then a man. His shadow is a twisting mass of demonic chi stretching and clinging to Shen Yuan.
Hello, Shizun.
His favorite disciple wraps his arms around him in the darkness. Deep and together they fall.
You should get some sleep.
Three jeers. Shen Yuan gasps against Wu Bingke's mouth. He had been holding his breath too long. The next few drags of air are quick, stuttering things. The pain climbs up his ribs as Bingke traces them with his teeth.
Does Shizun still care for me?
A dark tentacle of demonic chi eagerly laps at Sheng Xing Xiu's skin. Bingke trails at him, soft and yearning.
What is he supposed to say to that? Should he deny Bingke?
Shen Yuan smiles, wiping blood from his hand. He coughs, unclogging his throat.
Bingke.
He hesitates. A force quickens in his blood. One of the tentacles strokes his cheek. Shen Yuan leans into the touch and hums around the iron in his mouth. The sound echoes, climbing free of his bones. Bingke hums back, waiting.
Shizun will stay? Shizun wants me?
His demonic chi is less unsure, readily tugging on Shen Yuan's robes. The shadow limbs disobey their master, reaching for Shen Yuan.
His little sheep is so clingy.
This master. He brings his lips to kiss the red mark on Bingke's forehead, and the pain eases. What does he have to fear? Why are his hands trembling? He twists them in his disciple's robes, relying on Bingke's arms and limbs to hold him.
How can I live when my disciples have so much to learn?
There is no need to be frightened. Bingke is here to stay. They will be together forever.
The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teens 2025, and also because Impure Lily thought I had recorded a scum villain pic, and I felt bad about it. That. So here's your scum villain pic by Mistborn Healer Lily. I hope you enjoy. Probably did not expect me to go for horror. But thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.